From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Americans pausing to remember where they were 50 years ago today when the country lost a president. Speaking of the ceremony near the site where John F. Kennedy, the nation's 35th president, was felled by an assassin's bullet on November 22, 1963, Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings says it was an event that stunned the nation.
A new era dawned and another waned a half a century ago when hope and hatred collided right here in Dallas. We watched the nightmarish reality that in our front yard, our president had been taken from us.
A new marker was unveiled at the site Dealey Plaza, where the assassination took place, featuring the last paragraph of a speech the president intended to deliver that night. Memorial events were also held in other major U.S. cities, including Boston and Washington today. Secretary of State John Kerry is headed back to Geneva to re-engage on talks about Iran's nuclear program. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports Russia's foreign minister already has arrived there.
Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov arrived as negotiators for six world powers and Iran struggled to agree on language for a preliminary agreement to freeze much of Iran's nuclear program in exchange for limited sanctions relief. Issues include Iran's enrichment of uranium, the heavy water reactor at Arak, and dealing with Iran's stockpile of 20% enriched uranium. Iranian officials also say they want additional sanctions lifted. The White House says it's hopeful that an agreement can be reached at these talks. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Geneva.
Investigators in Arizona are looking into 6,000 child abuse complaints, which were never investigated. NPR's Ted Robbins says nearly half the complaints occurred this year.
Arizona Child Protective Services maintains a telephone hotline for child abuse complaints. State law requires each complaint be investigated, but workers decided that based on a single phone call, 6,000 of them were not serious enough for follow-up. A review of the cases so far has shown that 23 of the neglected complaints involved criminal conduct. The practice came to light when an investigator for the agency looked into a case and found the file marked not investigated. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer says blaming the inattention on a lack of funding is, quote, totally unacceptable. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
More businesses were putting out the help wanted sign in September. The Labor Department reporting today job listings rose by 69,000 to a seasonally adjusted 3.9 million. That's the most since March of 2008, just a few months after one of the deepest recessions in recent history began. On Wall Street, continued record run-ups by both the Dow and the S&P today. The Dow closing above 16,000 again, up 54 points to 16,064. The S&P 500 also posted a record, up 8 points to 1804. The NASDAQ composite gained 22 points. This is NPR. The U.S. Attorney's Office in San Diego says the son of one of Mexico's most wanted drug lords has been arrested while entering the U.S. According to a spokesperson for the Attorney's Office, Serafin Zambada was arrested earlier this week while crossing the border in Nogales, Arizona with his wife, who was detained and then released. Zambada arrested on drug trafficking charges of the son of Mexican drug Ishmael El Mayo Zambada. New York Federal Appeals Court is refusing to vacate a ruling that New York City's stop and frisk policy is discriminatory. NPR's Margot Adler reports the city is still appealing the ruling in that case.
Hundreds of thousands of mostly young black and Latino men have been stopped, questioned, and frisked by the NYPD. Judge Shira Shindlin ruled the policy was unconstitutional. The city won a first round when the Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit removed District Judge Shindlin from the case, citing bias. But then the city attempted to get the Court of Appeals to nullify Judge Shindlin's ruling that the stop and frisk policy had been applied in a discriminatory manner and was a form of racial profiling. That request has now been rejected by the Court of Appeals. The city clearly wanted a ruling on the issue before a new mayor takes office in January. Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio, who has opposed stop and frisk, has intimated he might be sympathetic to dropping the city's appeal. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
Virginia State Senator Creed Deeds has been released from the hospital. The 55-year-old Deeds making his first public statement since an incident where authorities say he was stabbed by his son, Gus. Authorities believe the 24-year-old then killed himself with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Deeds, in a brief message on the social media site Twitter, said today, "I am alive, so I must live. Some wounds won't heal. Your prayers and your friendship are important to me." State police say they're still investigating. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.